This is News Talk.
Now, it'll come as no surprise that Afghanistan is on the front of all of the broadsheets. I'll start with the Irish Independent, which says Irish citizens desperate fight to flee Afghanistan. 18 Irish people were on board a military plane parked on the runway at Kabul airport with its doors open when a massive bomb rocked the Afghan capital. The pilot of a flight that had left minutes earlier had to take evasive action after Afghan forces fired into the air to try to disperse the crowds desperately fighting for a way out. There were fears the runway would be closed after the airport was targeted by Islamic State in an attack that left dozens dead. Around the same time as the explosion, a photo from inside a Finnish military jet was sent to Dublin as evidence that the Irish group were safe. Their flight was the first to be given the go-ahead for departure after the bomb. However, around 40 Irish passport holders of Afghan origin have been left behind, along with 20 family members. Another 15 Afghans with Irish residents have sought help from the Department of Foreign Affairs. That same story on the front of the Irish Times. It says that a number of Western countries say they had either ceased or were winding down their evacuation efforts. US President Joe Biden says evacuations would continue despite the attack. The Taliban, which views Islamic State as a rival, condemned the violence, which came hours after multiple warnings of security threats. On the front of the Irish Examiner, fears are mounting for the safety of 75 Irish citizens and residents who've been left stranded in Afghanistan. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has reassured families that they won't be forgotten and that officials will continue to advise and support them and work with other countries to try to find exit routes out and bring them home to Ireland. A former soldier and defence analyst Declan Power, speaking to the paper, said he hopes that when the dust has settled, there can be negotiations with the Taliban to allow for repatriation. And obviously we wish everyone in that situation well. Back on the front of the Irish Times, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and French President Emmanuel Macron agreed on Brexit, an EU response to the Afghan refugee crisis, and a series of bilateral issues during talks in Dublin yesterday. However, there were differences on an international minimum corporation tax rate during lengthy discussions between the two men at government buildings. Irish officials expressed anxiety that OECD plan to set a global business rate of at least 15% would open the door for Brussels to seek a higher EU rate. French officials acknowledged such concerns but were non-committal on doing anything about them, and obviously that story will run, you would imagine. There's a different take on that meeting between Micheál Martin and Emmanuel Macron on the front of the Irish Examiner. It says a new murder trial can be arranged for Ian Bailey if he agrees to travel to France, the French president has said. Emmanuel Macron softly pushed for the Irish state to ensure that Bailey was extradited to France to face a trial for the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier 25 years ago near Skull in West Cork. Bailey was found guilty of the 1996 murder of the filmmaker when tried in absentia by a court in France. He has never been charged in Ireland and has always maintained his innocence. Also on the front of that paper, NPHET's demand on under-16s could delay events return. Government ministers have said it's a matter of when and not if for the elimination of remaining COVID-19 restrictions, despite what they deemed an unacceptable demand from NPHET. Members of Cabinet have reacted with frustration to NPHET's demand that 90% of over-16s be vaccinated in order for restrictions to be fully lifted. That story covered in detail inside the papers, and we'll have it coming up later in the show as well. The Irish Times saying Minister warns not to delay live events. Art Minister Catherine Martin says any move to put off easing restrictions would lead to an unacceptable delay for the live events sector. Picture-wise, there's a lovely photo of Ellen Keane after winning Ireland's first gold medal at the Tokyo Paralympics in the breaststroke. Her father, Eddie, said the family were shocked, relieved and proud at her victory, and well done to her. Now, a couple of education stories that I want to bring you in the Indo. The first story, it's on the Leaving Cert. Exam chiefs cannot guarantee Leaving Cert appeal outcomes will be issued in time to allow for entry to a student's preferred college course this year. The State Examinations Commission issued the warning as it published details of the Leaving Cert results process ahead of the release of the grades to students next Friday. This year, candidates have the unprecedented choice of accredited grades based on teachers' estimated marks and or sitting the June exams, which meant the State Examinations Commission had to oversee two separate assessment systems. It's led to results being delayed for the more usual mid-August release date. The issue of timing of appeal outcomes is highly sensitive, obviously because of that legal challenge taken in 2018. It led to a High Court ruling obliging the SEC to produce appeal outcomes in time for the college entry process rather than colleges having to ask students to defer a place. In the Irish Times, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul says it fielded almost 300 calls every day last week from parents struggling with rising back-to-school costs for their children. Many of the calls received by the charity related to requests for financial help with parental contributions, school books, digital equipment and school uniforms. The charity was particularly concerned about the number of calls received from parents in relation to the cost of iPads and tablets, many of which range between €600 and €800 and were impossible for struggling families to afford, it said. Calls for help with school costs were up 10% overall compared to previous years, and the level of demand underlined the need for much greater investment in the education system to ensure that all children and young people can access and participate in education on an equal footing, the charity said. An interesting story on housing in the Irish Times. A three-bedroom house in Ballymun has sold for €325,000, an increase of more than 90% on its purchase price when it was bought under an affordable housing scheme less than 4 years ago. The house, built by housing cooperative O'Coolan, went on the market 2 weeks ago for €250,000, a markup of almost 50% on its original sale price of €170,000. But following intense bidding in recent days, which saw the price rise by €55,000 on Wednesday alone, the sale was agreed at €325,000 on Wednesday evening. Now, that is the perfect example of the difference between what's affordable and what properties are actually selling for. In the Indo, another story that caught my eye on housing. The Archbishop of Dublin has warned a massive housing crisis that is forcing so many to live in unsuitable temporary accommodation is contributing to family breakdown. People are living in hubs, waiting for homes. Some of the temporary accommodation is completely unsuitable for families. It's very difficult to sustain family life in those sorts of settings. It can contribute to family breakdowns, he said. Family life is stressful at the best of times, but if everyone is confined to one room where you live, sleep and cook, that creates a lot of extra stresses and strains, he said. And you can see how that would come to pass. A few other stories now. Creches refusing to take babies due to costs. Parents are finding it increasingly difficult to find childcare for infant children when returning to work as creches begin to close their baby rooms. Childcare providers are being pitched against parents due to regulatory requirements that have led to many operators to close their facilities to children aged under 2.5 and those aged under 1 in particular, because hosting those age groups is no longer seen as cost effective. The Irish Examiner has been made aware of a number of creches in different parts of the country, Dublin, Munster and Ulster, that have closed their infant rooms as the lower ratio of staff required by law to monitor young babies means the business actually loses money by taking those under 1 year of age. Now, an interesting story in the Irish Mirror. The restaurant where Gerry Hutch was arrested on the Costa del Sol has become a tourist attraction, with Irish diners asking to be seated at the monk's table. The crime lord was detained as he was about to order dinner in the resort town of Fuengirola earlier this month following a 5-month manhunt involving Spain's top anti-fugitive police unit. Now, staff at the eatery where cops swooped on Hutch as he sat with a female companion say they've been inundated with tourists wanting their picture taken at the spot.
On 106 to 108 FM. and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.